Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. I am merely Mike Salmon, alongside my compatriot, my hombre, mi amigo, Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Wow, I'm tearing up over here.
Well, we know we've done what maybe 100 shows over the 2.5 years, 3 years.
It's been a lot,
and I'm trying to come with something a little bit unique.
That's right. Change the story a little. Well, let me do that for you and do something we've never done at the very beginning of the show.
Wait, let me set you up.
Okay.
You know why I call you mi hombre?
Why do you call me?
Because
mi hombre?
I love you.
Aw,
speaking of love. Wow.
And speaking of being in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, love is what makes a Subaru, Mike. And all of our listeners and all of the watchers on YouTube can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people, real people, sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com, join their family today, come in and see the difference. Even if you're already a Subaruist, then you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Back to you, hombre.
And we love all our folks over there at Subaru of Gwinnett, and Steve Kendrick, who does a great job overseeing not just that dealership, but a couple others. We appreciate their support and their partnership with Business Radio X. You may have heard a third voice a little bit there in the beginning.
I did hear that. Who is that, Mike?
That voice.
The guy not feeling the love at the moment, but that's okay.
We just started.
You two brothers here. Yeah.
We've got to show some love now for Randy Redner. Randy is the executive director of the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia. And Randy, we appreciate your time.
And no we problem, love Mike. The Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia.
We do. And we want you to tell us all about it. Tell us, what is the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia, Randy? Welcome to the show. What do you guys do?
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Steve. It's going to be a good day. So I appreciate that. You know, Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia, they're very unique animals in the world of supporting our community. There's 90,000 foundations across the country, but less than 1% are community foundations. There's only 800 or 900 of us in the entire United States. So, and in Georgia, about 15-16 of us. Here in Gwinnett County, we are blessed, like we are so blessed in many other ways, to have a community foundation, and ours is 30 years old. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. So we've been here for a long, long time. And our job is to connect donors that care with causes that matter to them. And they have done this amazing number to the tune of $60 million over that 30 years. And in fact, Mike, our donors this year on a record pace, they have already given away almost $4 million to our nonprofits in our community to date. In 2014, $3.2 million. So they're already beyond what they did last year in celebrating and building. So I think of a community foundation where we bring groups of donors together and, again, connect them to those nonprofits that they really care about. And if I can make our donors stronger, and when I say that, I mean it in terms of moving them from being a giver to a donor to a philanthropist, so they grow in their giving capacity and willingness to support the community. On the opposite side, we work side by side with our nonprofits to help them grow and develop as well. So through training classes that we provide them, through one-on-one counseling and coaching that we do with them, through investing some of their endowment money and helping them build their endowment or the reserve funds, we work side by side. So if you get strong philanthropists, strong donors on one side of the equation, and you get strong nonprofits on the other, we can do amazing things in our community. So in a nutshell, that's what we're up to.
So if you're a company or an individual and mm-hmm. you want to support some causes, you can help them. You can either direct them. These are some great causes to support, or you can help them if they want to set up their own foundation. You can kind of do it all.
We can definitely do it all. And in doing it all, it is about a community foundation being able to make it simpler for that donor, either at the individual level or at the corporate level, with much more impact. So who doesn't want to make it easier, and who doesn't want to do it bigger and better? And we help them do that.
And that's what I was going to ask is, if I have my company and I know I want to give back to the community, mm-hmm. and a lot of people I know want to start their own foundation.
Correct.
But you can kind of hold their hand and show them how to do that.
Well, we can show them how to do it, but more importantly, we can do it for them. So under a community foundation, again, they're very unique animals. So let me talk about one of our companies. And this is Suzanne and Matthew Holtkamp, who run Holtkamp Heating and Air Conditioning. You know, and they started that company 20 years ago.
We featured them on the show before.
Exactly. Great couple, do amazing, you know, work in our community. And Suzanne and Matthew were looking for a way of, you know, gosh, we want to start our own foundation. And then you start looking at it and go, okay, I got to create this thing called 501c3. And then I got to do yearly audits and I got to do taxes and all this. And go, no. You know, Suzanne and Matthew, you can do that all under our umbrella. You can create that fund at the community foundation, and then you can, you know, put your money there, and then you can send it out as you need fit. So again, we make it easier for them, and then we let them concentrate on what they want to do in the community. And for them, that's the Aurora Theater, and then their whole CAN Challenge program supporting our co-ops. It's just incredible stuff.
Now, you started the interview by talking about how many 90,000 foundations across the country.
I just made that up.
Like 72% really. Of other statistics, they're made up. I saw it online once. But then you kind of talked about the smaller nature of the community foundation.
Right.
And is that one of the key differences between what makes a community foundation different from other foundations, is that you can kind of help people under your umbrella?
Exactly. And community driven, Steve, and like exactly what you're describing, both at the, you know, individual donor level or a couple that's want to do something, or at a corporate level, or even, you know, again, under the umbrella for our own nonprofit families, where we can, you know, put their funds with us. We do the investing for them and help them.
So are there any other unique differences about being a community foundation versus some of the other very specific foundations or nonprofits that would set you guys apart?
Yeah. And I would say along that line, it is that concierge service to understand the community. So, you know, and just let's talk about on the donor side of that. And I won't say the donor's name, but he runs one of our great companies here in Gwinnett, but it's a global company. And so, you know, a couple months ago, he was in Brazil, and then from Brazil to Japan, Japan to New York, New York back to Gwinnett, and gave me and my staff a call when he got back in and said, hey, you know, back in, you got 15 minutes, you know, I just want to get caught up, and then I got to, you know, boogie on my job. We ended up spending 2 hours at his place, talking him through everything that he and his wife like to support, you know. And at the end of the conversation, Mike, he goes, okay, Randy, cut a check here, here, and here, you know. And on that fourth nonprofit you talked to me about that I don't know, can you make sure that executive director sits at my table at the gala, because I want to get to know him. And he did that. And then on that following Monday or Tuesday, he gave me a call, said, okay, issue a check here, you know, and I'm back out the door. So we have that local knowledge, where some people might invest, you know, through Fidelity, you know, and put it in a donor advised fund there. You know, Fidelity doesn't know what's going on in Gwinnett County. They don't know that, you know, the Gwinnett Community Clinic just shut down and put a tremendous pressure on our healthcare clinics here in the county and stuff like that. So we are those eyes and ears, and we bring that incredible dimension to the plate.
We're talking with Randy Redner with the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia. He's the executive director, and you're listening to Gwinnett Business Radio. You're in a very unique position that you work with both the nonprofits and the donors. I'm assuming there's been times where the donors say, listen, I don't care where it goes. I just want to do some good with it. And you, it's left to you to kind of make a decision. Where do we write the checks? How do you make those decisions? How do you decide which nonprofits you want the money to go towards?
Mike, you are on it this morning, man. He's doing pretty good here. How about that, Stephen? Yeah.
He's all right. He is off the chart. He is fantastic.
The love is gone already?
That's right. It's shifting over toward Randy in this wonderful.
We're not even 10 minutes into the program.
Yeah. So, you know, another dimension of the Community Foundation is we have our own set of funds that people have donated to over time. That say, you know, we trust you. You know, we trust your board of directors, we trust your staff, and we trust your volunteers that you can make a decision about where these dollars can be best utilized. Once a year, we have a grant cycle, and that grant cycle, right now, our volunteers are making a final decision, but it'll probably open in January, be open for about 45 days. Our nonprofits in this, in our service area can put in a grant application. Then our volunteers will go through a process to make a very difficult decision. And it is a difficult decision, Mike, because, you know, you always want to give more and there's, you know, a limited supply of that. That's why we want more donors. You know, they're listening to the show today. Call up Randy and say, let's do this thing. But, you know, for example, this past year, we gave 40 local nonprofits close to, or I think we're right at $200,000 got spread out across our community from there. So that is one way we do it. Another way we do it is through estate planning. So let me give you this. This is an incredible story. So, you know, hang on for the love, because here it comes. And this is a lady by the name of Mary Kistner. And Mary was in our community for years and years and years and years. And she loved our arts. And she loved other parts of the philanthropy. And so, Stephen, when she was alive, she and her husband had a donor advice fund, charitable giving account with us. And they did all their giving through that. Nice and simple, did all their impact. But through their estate planning, through their will, when they passed away about 15 years ago, they supersized that with a $1.4 million donation to their fund. Yeah, wow. That created an endowment. And Mary left very specific instructions of a way she wanted that, the interest coming off of that, to be spent in perpetuity. So, 60 days ago, the Warhol exhibit at the Hudgens Art Center, the largest exhibit ever done at the Hudgens Art Center, the presenting sponsor was the Community Foundation, funded by Mary Kistner. How incredible was that? So her giving for this community will go on in perpetuity.
Yeah, you're still giving even long after you're gone.
Long after we're gone. So it's in there, it was, you know, knowing a need, knowing what she wanted to get funded, and we were able to do that as well. So a cool job. I mean, who gets to do this kind of stuff?
There's your love, Stephen.
Yeah.
He delivered.
It's fantastic. Now I'm going to ask him maybe the toughest question he'll get today, and I'll ask it real slowly so you can think of the
good answer. Is this your credit card number?
Yeah. that is a fantastic story of giving over $1 million. I do think there might be somebody listening to that and go, well, I could never do something like that.
Sure.
So are there good stories of the nickels and dimes, good stories of the business owner who says, this is all I have to give? Where's the role for that kind of a giver?
Right. Yeah. And that, you know, that role, because again, as I kind of talked about earlier, it's that journey for a donor, right? To, you know, start as a giver, you know, first at least put something into the plate, so to speak, you know, and then, you know, moving and learning and understanding, how do I move to a donor? You know, then how do I take that next step to a philanthropist? You know, and I really start to see, and that's where, you know, we come in to help them connect them to the bigger rocks. Right now, and when I say that, we connect donors to donors. Right now, we've got multiple donors in the room having a conversation right now around, you know, how do we do better with our co-ops and our food banks? And those folks are, you know, they got their heads down every day trying to get food into our community, you know. And in Gwinnett, 900,000 people, but 900,000 people, slightly over 100,000 people don't get enough food every day in our county. So there, our donors are asking, yes, we support, we write our single checks, but if we came together, if we pooled our assets, is there something that we can really do and move the rock? And so we're working with the Gwinnett, working with the Gwinnett Coalition on one side, our donors on the other, the food banks on another. Got a meeting coming up in a couple of weeks to take a look at that. So, you know, that, you know, Stephen, is that an example of, you get enough people in the room, everybody bring what they can do, and then you can really make some stuff happen.
And the important thing about that is it's not just bringing your dollars. You're talking about bring your ideas and network and the power
exactly.
of synchronicity. That's fantastic.
Exactly. Because, you know, it's that thought leadership part, you know, and we got incredible, you know, I mean, your show is all about business entrepreneurs, you know, and you sit down with them and you go, okay, now how did you solve that business and the, you know, that problem in the car business? And can that actually be applied to how we run our food banks? You know, and it's crazy what comes out, right? And go, you know, or a connection or whatever it is. And that's, you know, that's the power of people.
I heard you mention, Randy, earlier the term volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
How can people volunteer? How do volunteers fit into the community foundation?
Okay, in a couple of different ways. Great question. You know, one, you know, part of the value we want to drive back to our nonprofits, and in just in Gwinnett County, while we're Northeast Georgia, so we cover more than just Gwinnett. Just in Gwinnett County, depending on what study you look at, Mike, there's over 1,000 nonprofits. And, you know, the mighty horsepower of them is volunteers. So we work side by side with our nonprofit community, and they will make us aware of, hey, we have a need. Most of the time we're working at that high level, you know, a board member position, or maybe they're looking for somebody to do their books or something like that. So we connect at that level in understanding and helping them. Second, at our level, the work that we do, one, volunteer board that oversees the community foundation. That's 22 great people in our community. Underneath that, it's volunteers making the decision about the grants that we give away. You know, it's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of fun for that. We have a whole professional advisors group, Stephen, that we work with, because professional advisors being accountants, financial advisors, you know, attorneys. We work side by side because they're networked to folks that are, you know, doing things out there. We do work on the education side because we're doing training all the time. So we're working with Gwinnett Tech, volunteers at Gwinnett Tech or Georgia Gwinnett College and stuff like that. So we have opportunities in our own little space, but then we have that connection opportunity to unbelievable, you know, nonprofits that need help every day, because that's what differentiates them from the for-profit world. They can use this amazing horsepower called volunteers, and you don't have to pay for them, you know. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Stephen asked you the tough question. I usually will come up with a dumb question. Here's my dumb question, kind of. You've mentioned donors,
mm-hmm,
and philanthropists.
Mm-hmm.
When does a donor become a philanthropist? When do you actually cross that line?
That is not a dumb question.
That's not a dumb question.
That's a great question.
Because you've used it as two different terms.
Yes.
When does one become another?
Right. Very specifically in that, you know, in that growth.
Is it like, when you've given this amount of money, now you're a philanthropist?
Yeah. No. It really is all about how you see the world and how you think about the world, right? You know, that donor sees a specific need and they're going to write that check, you know, and say, okay, I'll take care of that need. So if I send out as an executive director, and occasionally I'm sending emails to our donors and saying, hey, here's this need, whatever it is, there's the van at FODAC, one of our great nonprofits, and this is a true story right now, where it stopped working and they needed a new van, and we're trying to, you know, help the funding for that. And, you know, people will respond as a donation, boom. A philanthropist has moved to that level where they're thinking about what's going on in the community, right? And how do we move bigger stuff, you know, in that? So just not a specific need, one-off, not that a philanthropist doesn't do that, but they are looking at that much bigger picture, trying to understand, gosh, what's going down this health, what's going on in healthcare, and how do we improve that channel? What's going on in the arts? How do we improve that channel? What's going on in education, mm-hmm, and how they improve that channel? So it's really a level of thinking that you start to see and say, ah, they got it. They're moving on.
Well, that's a great answer. Are there some issues in the community now that you guys have your eyes on?
Yes. It's constantly, you know, ongoing and shuffling. But let's just talk about the healthcare arena for a second. And I made mention earlier that the Gwinnett Community Clinic over in Snellville just shut down like 30, 60 days ago. We only have a few healthcare clinics in our community. You know, we have the Hope Clinic in Lawrenceville, but the one on the hot seat right now is Good Samaritan, right down the street from here.
And
right.
So great organization. We've had them on before.
Yeah. You know, Greg Lang and his team do an amazing job. You know, this year in that little site that they have, you know, 4,000 square feet, they're going to push through 17,000 patients, you know. And 10 years ago when they started, because they're just celebrating their 10th anniversary, you know, pushed through 1,000 or 2,000. So it's amazing. But so Greg and his volunteers and his board, you know, caught a vision a few years ago for massive expansion of Good Samaritan. They just last week signed the paperwork for a new building over in Norcross, right? And they're going to bring to that, you know, obviously more medical care, but they're adding to that dental care that they don't have today. You know, they're adding a pharmacy that they don't have today. And they're going to be able to see so many more patients. But that is a $7 million capital campaign to do that. And we're just over halfway through. We're just at 3.5 million, you know, and so we as a community have to rally around that. So that's one point where the Community Foundation, you know, works side by side with Greg and his team and what they're doing, and then connect our donors, connect our community, and see how we can help with that. So
we're speaking with Randy Redner, the executive director of the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia. Randy, you've done a great job of casting vision. You've told some stories. My question would be this: for the business owner, the individual, and maybe even the nonprofit who wants to start a relationship mm-hmm. with the foundation, are there specific events they should be looking to be a part of? Are there specific conversations? Does it all start with just one conversation? I mean, being a concierge,
right.
I love that word.
Yeah.
Is it almost concierge in the first contact? Give some advice to someone who's listened and said, I want to start. Where do they start?
Right. Yeah. And you know, and we just try to make that start very simple. You know, call our office, email me or any of, you know, Margaret or Carol Kay on our staff, you know, start and just open that conversation with us. You know, go to, you know, our website, visit there. But we want to be very hands-on, right? Again, that's what we provide back to both our nonprofit community and to our donors and understanding. So I enjoy, you know, getting out, being very, I'm very visual. I need to see that, you know, the nonprofit. I love sitting down with donors and just having that conversation, whether it be over, you know, a cup of coffee or lunch or in their home, and understand what's really on their heart and what they want to do. So, you know, I hate to say it, Stephen, let's kind of go old school, right? And you know, you can use email, you can use all that to get to me. But in the end, we want to have that face-to-face conversation right. as right. quickly as we can. You know.
Absolutely. And we appreciate the face-to-face conversation today,
yes.
Randy. For those that want to find out more, want to have that face-to-face conversation, want to look into what the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia is doing and maybe can help them, where's the best place to go to find all this great stuff?
Okay. So, you know, first, starting at our website, so that's www.cfneg, Community Foundation Northeast Georgia. You got that, Mike?
Yeah. How about that? CFNEG.org. Or
CFNEG. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Say that three times fast.
Exactly. You
know?
.org.
.org from there. And then, you know, second is, you know, our office number, you know, that you can get again to me or anybody on our staff. That's 770-813-3380. And again, 770-813-3380. So look forward to that. Or finally, you can just come straight, you know, to me, and you'll see me on the website, but you know, my direct email, R Redner, so it's, you know, RREDNER at CFNEG.org, and I look forward to the conversation.
Yeah.
Right. Feeling the love now, ain't I, guys? Yeah.
So we got to roll those R's, though. Redner. All right, Randy, great stuff. Thank you for sharing the stories. Continued success. We love the great work you guys are doing at the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and it's an open door. Anytime you want to come on back and talk about the great work, we'd love to have you.
Next time, I'm going to bring a couple of donors and philanthropists and a few of the nonprofits, and we'll really have a great conversation.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Randy.
Thank you.
Randy Redner, Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia.
You know, Mike, it is good to hear Randy and good to hear what the Community Foundation of Northeast Georgia is doing to stand out. And speaking of standing out, SpeedPro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it. Whether it's a vehicle wrap, trade show, displays, banners, event graphics, wall graphics, or more, Mike, more. Can you imagine that?
They can do more than that?
If you can imagine it, they can do it. SpeedPro Imaging Marietta is the place for you. Visit SpeedProMarietta.com.
I'm feeling the love for SpeedPro Imaging of Marietta. Want to remind you that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. All of our shows are archived. You can listen to them anytime you'd like. You can also download any of these programs, including this one, on iTunes. We ask you to follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. Check out our new YouTube channel. It's Business Radio X-Gwinnett Studio. You can watch this show or many of our other shows as well. For our producer, Z, for Steve and Julian.
You know, Mike, we can show our post-show production value by adding in the song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? As we go out this time.
We could do it. Or you could just sing it if you'd like.
Well, if you want people to come back to the next show, you don't want me to do that.
We'll just go ahead and say our goodbyes right now. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
See you later, hombre.